When asked how they would describe their school year, here's what some of Juno's 270 or so graduating seniors had to say.
Inspiring.
Resilience.
Honestly, I'd say quick. It flew by.
A very weird learning experience.
It's changed my life, I guess.
Yarrow Platt is graduating from Yakusuke Takahiri Alternative High School. This was a year of transitions for her. Before Platt started going to Yakusuke, she transferred from Juno Douglas High School, and before that, she transferred from a high school in Gustavus just before the pandemic started. Amidst all the chaos, she says the switch to distance learning at Juno Douglas didn't work out for her.
I was already kind of struggling academically a little bit after having had to move to Juno from Gustavus for the first time in my life at 15 also, which was a little crazy by myself.
It was only after she transferred to Yakusuke that she really felt at home.
Honestly, switching to this school, I think that's been one of the best things that's happened to me this whole year.
Platt says the pace of classes and the teachers really helped her through this last semester, and her resilience paid off. After all her hard work, she's graduating a year earlier than expected.
I feel like I kind of, after all, like, the difficult things, I finally accomplished something and I was able to do something good.
Platt wasn't the only one who struggled to get the hang of distance learning this year. For Shemery Marty, a senior at Thunder Mountain High School, life before the pandemic was hectic but fun. It was also something she took for granted.
I really enjoyed learning in person. I didn't really know how important it was to me before the pandemic, but having it in person was just wonderful.
That all ended when the pandemic hit.
I felt like my room was a prison at some point because every day was get up, go online, go eat something, and then go back to bed. It was something that was so hard for me to do continuously every single day.
On top of the stress of learning from home, her plans to go to college in the lower 48 were derailed.
Juno kids really want to go out and just explore the world before coming back and settling down, and that was my plan.
That didn't happen, so Marty went with her backup plan to stay in Juno for 2 years and go to the University of Alaska Southeast. But the pandemic wasn't a negative experience for all of Juno's graduating seniors. Logan Miller is a senior at Thunder Mountain. Like his peers, he had a difficult time adjusting to distance learning, along with canceled soccer practice.
I felt like I didn't have as much energy, I didn't feel as motivated, I wasn't as happy, I'd say.
But Miller says he turned that negativity into a learning experience. Miller learned to work out on his own in hopes that someday he could play college soccer. It was that self-motivation that helped him cope with all the adverse impacts of the pandemic.
I felt like more energized and happier and healthier and just getting ready for soccer again, and I felt really good.
Like many of Juno's graduating seniors, Miller was forced to live through the last year of high school with stressors that no other generation has had to live through in recent history. But the positive lessons he learned will stick with him for the rest of his life. Reporting in Juno, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.